KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly cloudy and 22 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be continued cloudy today with a high around 33. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Southwest Iowa news, a man from Nebraska was arrested Tuesday evening in Red Oak. Authorities say 27-year-old Richard Michael Haynes of Omaha was taken into custody at around 5:20 p.m. for simple assault. Haynes was arrested in the 700 block of East Washington Street in Red Oak and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $300. A near T-bone collision in Creston early Tuesday morning resulted in two people being transported to the Greater Regional Medical Center to be checked out and treated for possible minor injuries. Creston police say a 2008 Buick Enclave SUV driven by 64-year-old Deborah Vandevender of Creston was traveling east on Lake Street just before 8 a.m. and approaching the uncontrolled intersection with Bureau Street. At the same time, a 2001 Hyundai XG300 driven by 17-year-old Zane Powell of Creston was traveling south on Bureau Street. The car struck the SUV on the driver's side tire and door, causing $10,000 damage altogether. Powell, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was transported by his parents to the hospital. Vandevender was taken to the facility by ambulance. Police cited Powell for entering intersections from a different highway. Bleeding from a traumatic injury can lead to death in just a few minutes, well before medical help can arrive, and Cass County Public Health is offering a free class for the public to learn about bleeding control as part of the Stop the Bleed campaign. The class will be held Tuesday, December 11th at 6:30 p.m. at the outdoor classroom. Reservations are required and seating is limited. Please call Linda Edelman at Cass County Public Health. The number is 712-243-7551 to sign up or if you have any questions. Beth Olson, Director of Cass County Public Health, says Stop the Bleed teaches someone how to safely and immediately take action, potentially saving a life. Everyone, she said, should know how to recognize a life-threatening bleeding and to take appropriate steps to control bleeding until help arrives. The Stop the Bleed campaign is a national initiative originating from the Department of Defense, Homeland Security, the White House, and other governmental and private agencies. The program is currently being championed by the American College of Surgeons Committee on Trauma. The program is based on recommendations identified in the Hartford Consensus, which was a review of mass casualty and active shooter events. The program is designed to teach civilian bystanders basic hemorrhage control techniques. A Western Iowa man accused of posting nude photos of his ex-girlfriend on Craigslist has been sentenced in South Dakota to nearly 6 years in federal prison. 32-year-old David Vincent Jr. of Council Bluffs earlier pleaded guilty to cyberstalking and failure to pay child support. The U.S. Attorney's Office said Vincent posted ads on Craigslist that listed the victim's name, employment address, and cell phone number and included claims that she was interested in having sex with men in the Sioux Falls area. The woman went to Sioux Falls police after men started sending naked photos of themselves and started showing up at her workplace. Prosecutors say that at the time of the sentencing last week, Vincent had more than $19,000 in unpaid child support for a child he had with the victim. A Western Iowa man whose two-year-old son shot himself with his father's handgun is scheduled to be sentenced January 14th in Des Moines. Polk County court records show 30-year-old Jonathan Hauser of Council Bluffs pleaded guilty last week to felony child endangerment causing injury. The shooting occurred August 19th at the Sterling Inn in the Des Moines suburb of Clive. Officers say the toddler fired the .45 caliber handgun that his father had left in luggage on a bed. The bullet passed through the boy's chest and neck. Clive police say the boy left the hospital the next day. Police say that Hauser had a permit to carry the weapon. In other news, the Adair County Board of Supervisors will meet at 9 a.m. today in their boardroom at the Adair County Courthouse in Greenfield. During their regular session, the board will hear from County Treasurer Brenda Wallace with regard to a tax abatement resolution. They'll also hold a public hearing on a resolution to reduce the level of maintenance on 180th Street, a Level C road. In other business, the Adair County Supervisors will hear from Ryan Smith with the Snyder Corporation with regard to an add-on agreement for Beacon, an interactive public access portal that allows users to view county and city information, public records, and geographical information systems, or GIS, through an online portal. And they'll hear a regular report from County Engineer Nick Kaufman. And the Atlantic School District's Board of Education will hold a work session at 5:30 this evening in the High School Media Center. On their agenda is discussion with regard to facility planning and action on contract recommendations for Shannon DeArmond, a nurse and one-to-one health associate, and Ernie Hawthorne, bus driver. Immediately following the work session, the Atlantic School Board will adjourn and move into a closed session to conduct Superintendent Steve Barber's annual evaluation. In our funeral announcements, Donna J. Kessler, age 89 of Audubon, died Friday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Donna Kessler will be today at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon, with Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. Ruth Jensen, age 92 of Greenfield, died November 15th in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Ruth Jensen will be today at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen's Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Milo Neve, age 90 of Bellevue, Nebraska, died November 22nd. Memorial services for Milo Neve will be held on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Frank Obermeyer, age 91 of Audubon, died Monday. Funeral services for Frank Obermeyer will be Friday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Joseph John Peterson, age 84 of Walnut, died Saturday in Council Bluffs. Memorial services for Joseph Peterson will be Friday at 1 p.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Helen Tesman, age 102 of Manning and formerly of Audubon, died Tuesday at Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Helen Tesman will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon, with Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. Bruce Carl, age 90 of Greenfield, died Saturday. A celebration of life service for Bruce Carl will be Friday at 2 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Richard J. Rich Weaver, age 67, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Rich Weaver will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Forrest Pete Peterson, age 95, of Goodyear, Arizona, died Monday in Avondale, Arizona. Funeral services for Pete Peterson will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Daryl Vernon Erickson, age 67, formerly of the Greenfield, Cumberland, and Council Bluffs areas, died November 17th in New Mexico. A celebration of life for Daryl Erickson will be held Sunday from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Cumberland Community Center. And Bud Lindemann, age 92 of Atlantic, died Wednesday today at the Heritage House. Services for Bud Lindemann are currently pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Warren Hutch Hutchinson, age 96 of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House. Services for Hutch Hutchinson are pending in Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.